Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Pam Danziger is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Pamela Danziger. Pamela N. Danziger is our good friend.
To be specific, call me Pam.
Those are the names on the books. I'm just talking about the books. Putting the Lux back in luxury. Let them eat cake. Why people buy what things they don't need. Things like that.
Right.
She's the president of Unity Marketing. She's our high-end luxury retail expert. And she's our good friend, Pam. Welcome back.
Hello. How are you?
We're doing great. Welcome back to the show. We're glad you're here. What do we need to know? What are you working on these days that we need to know about?
I'm really trying to make sure people understand that when we talk about luxury, we're not talking, or when we talk about affluence, because that's a consumer segment, that we're really talking about people who have money. But all affluents are not luxury consumers and vice versa. So, luxury is a small subset of what the affluents are doing, and what retailers and small businesses need to think about is how to get more affluent customers to their stores and to their businesses.
Right.
And it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with luxury. It has to do with giving value to the affluents who, make money and have a lot of money and want to hold on to their money.
Well, and not only that, but what people have to realize is affluent people use regular stuff too.
Without a doubt.
They don't eat with diamond encrusted forks and knives.
No, exactly. And that's what we really have to understand. And I'm just doing some data right now, and the most popular retailer program, rewards programs for affluence, Kohl's and Target are right there at the top, along with Starbucks. Macy's is also there. So there are like four, and you wouldn't call any of those brands quote unquote luxury. They're very mainstream, but they appeal to affluents who are looking for value and looking to make their money go as far as it possibly can. And that, as I say, that's how they got to be affluent.
Well, I'll tell you something else. A lot of those affluents would rather go to your little shop to buy the same things that other people buy at Target.
That's true,
they
too.
If they go to a little shop, they don't have to feel like they got to wear a ball cap into your shop, right? Like if they go to Target or Kohl's.
Right, exactly.
They don't have to go incognito to go into a small business, right?
Right. Well, if we look at the data and we look at where affluents are shopping, small business is the big story at retail. Mm-hmm. That's really where the growth is. Overall, the numbers are staggering. If we look through October at retail, and we take out dining, the food services sector, and we take out automobiles, retail is actually down. It's down 0.4% over previous year. And, if you look at what the NRF says and all the other people are saying, it's like they're not telling you the truth. The truth is that retail is worse. But when we look deeper into the data, small businesses like gift stores are doing better. Small businesses are doing much better and growing as compared to the big stores, the big retailers.
So, and you attribute that to what?
I attribute that to affluents who are really looking for a special shopping experience, and they're finding it in specialty retail as opposed to at the malls. I mean, they're just turned off to malls. They're turned off to that whole experience.
Right. Well,
I haven't been in a mall yet this season.
I haven't either. I probably won't go. But here's the thing. I think we should take a cue from the airlines, Pam.
Mm.
Airlines separate their people into people who want value and points and people who want status.
Right.
See, they have different kinds of travelers who they're more interested in status than they are other kinds of perks, like extra peanuts or whatever. They're interested in status, meaning like when do I get to board? How can I get into the right into the special the room in the airport? Anyway, my point is the affluent they like to save money, but they also like status, and status to them would be you calling them and reminding them that something is in.
Right. Oh, well, you know, but that's customer service. You know, because I just got off air, you know, 2 days of flying in the air, and it's such a horrible experience. Because, you know, once you get, you know, maybe you get in the line in first and you get served wine before, you know, the rest of us board, it's like we're still in the same plane. It's like awful.
That's right. I agree with that. But the thing that small business owners need to understand is that they have an ability to touch customers in a way that big companies don't. And that's important to more and more people, isn't it?
Oh, knowing the customer and looking them in the eye and developing relationships. And that is so invaluable, and that's what you don't get when you go to Target or Kohl's. I mean, maybe you get discounts, but what affluents want is that recognition. And again, they've got money to spend, and they will spend it where they see the value, and they are going to be looking for small businesses to deliver that value that they know big ones are never going to be able to meet.
Let's pinpoint, though, what they consider value is different from what people down the socioeconomic scale consider value.
Right.
They have a different set of values because to them, value might be I don't have to hike to get to your store.
Exactly.
Value might be that you've already got it laid out for me when I get there. I don't have to look around. And you know what? They'll pay more for that value, won't they?
Right, they certainly will, and you'll know what they want. I mean, have a good sense of what they're going to be interested in.
And see, these are the granular things.
Yeah,
the small business owners have to do, don't they?
Exactly. I mean, and they have such an advantage, but I don't think that small businesses realize the advantage. I think that they look at what these other big retailers are doing and seeing the parking lots full and kind of are tearing their hair out. But the fact is, you want to focus on the customers you have. It's so much better to get more for the customers you have than trying to attract new customers into your small business. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just you spend a whole lot more money trying to attract them when what you really could do is spend much more of your effort, marketing effort, on attracting the ones that you've already brought in.
And their friends.
Yes, and then there's the
referral
aspect. Yes.
The referral thing. No, there's no question about it.
Yeah.
Small businesses still don't get it. I've been talking about this for 18 years, Pam.
Mm-hmm.
Small businesses still don't get how special and powerful they actually can be. Hold on to that thought. I need your website quickly.
UnityMarketingOnline.com.
Pam Danziger and I will be right back 20 after. Stay with us.
She was a bebop baby on a hard day's night.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.